Es kann so sein, dass ich mich schlagen, wenn ich heute sage, was darf zahlig sein. Mischa sagt, ich bin Teisha Shonen Vechulu, und in fact, my Mischa says that a person who doesn't have Shay Sarah is 20 years old should bring proof that he's 20 and he's given the status of a Shris, which is an adult, not like our Mischa said, he's still considered to be a minor. Shuma Bishra named Rav explained that the Mishnah is discussing whether a person develops signs of being Shris. Our Mishnah is discussing where he has no signs of that, that's why it's different. In fact, if a person does not develop signs of a Shris, until what age is he considered to be a Katan? Mar says, until most of his life has passed, which means until he's 36, a person lives 70 years, most of his life is when he's 36. When Rav was asked to examine a person to see if he was a Shris, because he hadn't produced Shay Sarah, so if he saw the person was underweight, he told him to put on some weight. If he was overweight, he told him to lose some weight, because being underweight or overweight can affect the Shay Sarah and make them not come out or make them fall out of a person. Hanalach Perik Ha'isha Rabba. Zakta Perik, Perik Noisen Alanusa, Perik Akad Osar. Zok, the Mishnah Mishyat Zushmai, one may marry the relatives of a woman he has raped or seduced. A person who rapes or seduces a relative of his wife is chayiv for bia with an erva. A person who may marry a woman who was raped or seduced by, a person may marry a woman who was raped or seduced by his father or by his son. Rabbi Yehuda says a person may not marry a woman who was raped or seduced by his father. Mar says the Mishnah says like a braisa, which says that one may marry the daughter of a woman he has raped, but may not marry the daughter of a woman who was his wife. Mar braisa says that a man who is rumored to have been mezana with a particular woman may not marry the woman's mother, daughter, or sister. Mar says the braisa is based on exer derabanan. The Mishnah says one may marry, which suggests that even the chatchila, if it was also the rabbanon, the mishnah wouldn't say it's mutar chatchila. Our mishnah is discussing the halacha after the death of the woman who that was raped or seduced. How do we know that a man may marry the relatives of this woman? A braisa says by all the other rois, Torah says the isser is to lie with the erva. Regarding a woman's relatives, the Torah says the isser is to take a woman and her relative. It refers to a marriage. Rabbi Yestabai, the pasuk regarding the isser to be with one's sister, also says the terms of taking. Is that to mean that the isser is only marriage, but not just for znus? Abaye said where the word taking can mean marriage is understood to, as such. Where it can't mean marriage, okay, because marriage doesn't take effect between two siblings, it must mean zinus. Rava said, we learn that one may marry the relative of the woman he has raped from the psuk, and one pasuk says a man may not be mezana with his daughter or granddaughter. This suggests that he could marry his wife's daughter or granddaughter. Another pasuk says he cannot marry his wife's daughter or granddaughter. It must be that he may not marry the relatives from his wife, but he may marry the relatives of the woman he has raped. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, oisibanusas ovevichula. Gidl name of Rav explains to Rabbi Yehuda that the pasuk that says, Pasuk says it's also to marry your father's wife, and then it says v'lo yigal knaf aviv. Given that the previous pasuk discusses a rape, we say this is also referring to a woman who was raped by the father, and the pasuk says that she's also. The rabbanon say at the beginning of the pasuk separates the pasuk of rape from the pasuk of over here of yigal knaf aviv, and therefore the pasuk is to be understood for the halacha of our onon who says that it's also to marry the yavama of one's father. In fact, one's father's yavama should be also as his aunt. But it says, yeah, the pasuk makes her also with a second love. She's ready also as any other yavam who's also to marry a yavama who's also to marry any man other than the yavam. But it says the pasuk makes her also with a third love. Or Zok Gemara, the pasuk is needed for after the father's death when she's no longer Yavama waiting for the Yavam to do Yibam. The Gemara goes through a number of riddle type cases that produce strange results. The Gemara says it's possible for a woman to say that her paternal brother is her mother's husband and that she herself is his wife's daughter. The case would be when Reuven marries the woman his father had raped and had produced a daughter with. Rabbi Chaim explains this can't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Next, a woman can say, he's my brother, he's my son, I'm the sister of the baby I'm carrying. This can be said when a guy is mezana with his daughter and has a son with her. A woman can say, you are my son and I am your sister's daughter. This can be said when a guy is mezana with his daughter's daughter and had a son with her. A woman can say that a child is her son and she is his brother's daughter. This can be said when the guy is mezana with his son's daughter and had a son with her. A woman can say, my brother is my father, who is my husband, who is my husband's son, who is my mother's husband, and I am his wife's daughter. This can be said when a guy is mezana with his mother and has a daughter with her, and then is mezana with that daughter. In this way, he is her husband, and then his father is mezana with the daughter who had children from him. A woman can say to a man, you and I are siblings, your father and I are siblings, your mother and I are siblings. This can be said if a guy is mezana with his mother, has two daughters from her, and then is mezana with one of those daughters and has a son with her. His mother's sister can make the statement to him. A person can say, you and I are cousins, you and your father are cousins, your father and I are cousins, and your mother and I are cousins. This can happen even in a permissible way. If Reuven has two daughters and one married Shimon and Levi's son married the other daughter, Shimon's son can make the statement to Levi's grandson. Zok the Mishnah, if brothers converted and one dies without children, the other is not obligated in Yibam Chalitza. This will be the same halacha even if one of the brothers was conceived before the mother's conversion and born after the conversion, and the second brother was conceived and born after the mother's conversion. The same halacha will apply to a maidservant whose sons were freed along with her. Zok, the Gemara Rabbah Yaakov allowed two brothers who were freed from slavery along with the mother to marry each other's wives, and he held that they were not legally related anymore. Rava asked him, we know that Rav Sheshes disallowed it. He answered, I argue with Rav Sheshes. Both would agree that if they were only paternal brothers, they would be permitted to marry. They would also agree that if they were maternal brothers, it would be also. The Machlek is where they are maternal and paternal brothers. The one who says it's mutter says so because they're referred to as the sons of their father. Rav Sheshes says it's also because they're also referred to as the sons of their mothers. Others say, the Rabbah Yaakov even argued regarding maternal brothers, and when he allowed it because the convert is considered to be a newborn baby without any familial relationships. The Gemara Mishnah says that converted brothers may not do yibum, presumably because it's usur. Gemara says, no, the Mishnah means to say there's no yibum obligation, but they would be mutter to marry their brothers' wives. The fact that the Mishnah begins the second case with even though would suggest that the Mishnah is dealing with an isser. Mishnah means to say, Gemara, that even though both brothers were born to a Jewish mother, and there's a chance that people, they may therefore confuse them with regular Jews, still they're mutter to each other's, to marry each other's wives. All to say the Mishnah is a proof to Rav Acha because the verbiage of even though suggests that even though both brothers were born to a Jewish mother, and there's a chance that people may therefore confuse them with regular Jews, still they're mutter to marry each other's wives. Gemara then says, and maybe that the Mishnah means that they're usser, the even though means to say, that even though one was conceived before the conversion and therefore it's as if they're from two different mothers, still they're usur. Ayah Brisa says that twin converts who do not do yibum or chalitza and their chayiv for the erva of Eishes Ach, if they were conceived from their mother's conversion and born after it, they would not do yibum or chalitza, but would be chayiv for the erva of Eishes Ach. If they were conceived after conversion, they're like regular Jews. Now the Brisa says that they would not be chayiv for Eishes Ach, but this suggests that there would be an isser, which is like Rav Sheisha said. Mar said that maybe that there's even no isser. The reason the Brisa said they're not chayiv is to use the verbiage used in the next part of the Brisa, which had to say that they are chayiv. Rava said the fact that we give no credit to the paternity of the goyim is not because we are unsure as to their paternity, which would suggest that if we were sure, we would give credit to the paternity, because the Brisa over here says that the twin converts are not subject to yibum chalitza, even though over there it's known with certainty that they have the same father. Rather, the reason is based on the pasuk, Am Hadoyim Lechamar.